At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I want to be rich.
Yeah?
Imagine I don't know that. If you don't ask.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
You know what I mean?
Good point. Yeah.
If my Heavenly Father wants me to be rich, and I am rich in many ways, not to diminish that, total attitude of gratitude. But, you know, if he wants to make me richer. Now, I don't need to own a yacht. I really don't. Access to a private jet would be cool. I don't have to own that either, but access. Okay. Enough of my dream world I live in. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07, hour number three of our get-together. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Operation Epic Fury, day number 12, focus on the Strait of Hormuz. We were questioning, like, were mines actually laid? Did they catch these boats before they did it? Are they still going to attempt to do this? And, of course, we're talking about Iran. And so I was wondering, oh, thanks. So it completely useless. All right. You try to use the Google for once and it's not there. Anyway, so I want to know something about the mines because you heard the news at the top of the hour. I think they said 10, they believe 10 mines were laid. So what happens now? They have detection devices, and as technology gets better, we've got like lasers and sonar. There's some robotics they can use, and believe it or not, sometimes they still use marine mammals. Yeah, Flipper. Oh, that's Sergeant Flipper to you, pal. Actually, could you be a Navy SEAL and also be Flipper? All right. No, those mines, those are extremely dangerous. That's like bottom of the barrel type weapons. Well, so are the cluster bombs. I mean, those were outlawed like 2008. But yet Iran's using them. They're mining the Strait of Hormuz, which is going to hurt Iran as much as anybody else, but they don't care. So what's going to happen next? What else are they willing to use? Well, I think maybe pretty much everything they have. And that's when you get really concerned. You know, they have uranium. Now, it might not be the grade that could make the best or most damaging type atomic device, but it could still make one nonetheless. I mean, you've heard the term dirty bombs. So, you know, that's something that I'm sure our folks are quite aware of the possibility of that happening. And then here domestically, we also should be concerned about sleeper cells and maintain vigilance in that area. I know it sounds cliche, but if you see something, say something. Holds very true these days. Head on a swivel. Meanwhile, in Tallahassee, Florida Senate on Monday passed a sweeping bill aimed at tightening oversight of Medicaid and reducing payment errors in the state's food assistance program. Hey, that's good. That's what you got to do. You got to tighten it up, eliminate waste and fraud. The measure, SB 1758, is sponsored by Republican Senator Dan Gates. It would add work requirements for some Medicaid recipients and impose new reporting on verification rules for the SNAP program. He said Medicaid's designed as a safety net. It's designed for children, pregnant women, elderly, and disabled. As the cost of Medicaid consumes more of our budget each year, we have an obligation to ensure the program serves those truly in need while encouraging able-bodied adults to pursue self-sufficiency. Makes sense to me. Senate President Ben Albritton said the measure also aims to protect the integrity of the food assistance benefits like SNAP that are critical for families struggling to keep food on the table. But we have to address our error rate and ensure the long-time financial integrity of this key public assistance program. So that is one of the bills that's being presented. This is a Senate bill. I didn't see information about, actually the House will take a look at this same bill. They don't have a companion one per se. They'll actually utilize this one and take a look at it and see how that works. And Albritton went on to say, with common sense guardrails, we can ensure these benefits remain available for Floridians who need them. Again, sounds like common sense. And I like that. Sounds like a logical approach. And I like that as well. Locally, another sicko. Busted. Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Now, this happened a little while ago, but he just got his sentencing. An Oklawaha man arrested over the summer during a multi-agency online child sting operation, which was very, very successful. Unfortunately. In other words, don't you wish that, they'd set up these stings and they wouldn't catch anybody because nobody's trying to have sex with children?
That'd be a great theory, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be awesome? We're not there yet, folks. We're not even close, unfortunately. I think the problem actually might be getting worse. And anyway, he is going to spend maybe the next decade behind bars. Clayton Lee Harris, 22, sentenced by U.S. District Judge Thomas Barber to 10 years in federal prison for attempted enticement of a minor to engage in sexual activity. U.S. Attorney Gregory Keough announced the sentence following Harris's guilty plea, which he entered back in November. And the charges stem from a joint operation dubbed Seek and Ye Shall Find, which was conducted by the Marion County Sheriff's Office and Homeland Security Investigations last July. According to Marion County, undercover law enforcement officers contacted dozens of men during the operation. In each instance, the undercover officers posed as teens between the ages of 13 and 15. Harris contacted one of the undercover officers on an online dating website who was portraying a 14-year-old girl. During their online conversations, Harris asked to meet the individual for a sexual encounter after being very well aware,
of course,
and learning her age.
Yeah, we've talked to Sheriff Billy Woods after these things, and boy, talk about something that fires him up.
Well, and he is, I think, one of the several people actually in his kind of position who told us they could dedicate almost unlimited human resources to this area, and they would never, unfortunately, run out of people. It is, it's a huge problem. Now, so this guy's 22 years old. So he gets 10 years. Now, that's federal time, which means you're going to do a greater majority than if you were in a state facility in most cases. So let's just say he does 9 years. Okay?
Right.
He's 31.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in prison most of his adult life.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to end up with?
Not a real winner back on the streets.
Much more importantly, how do you know if any sort of rehabilitation has taken place? And we've said this before, and I know it almost sounds silly in a way, but
people don't think what you're getting ready to say, though.
Right. Well, look, if you're in an area in your life where you're on lockdown and you do not have access to alcohol, you could say, he hasn't had a drink in 10 years.
Right.
Well, he hasn't had access to it.
Exactly.
Same thing here. Well, he's rehabilitated. Really, to what degree and how do you know that? Because there are no children anywhere near him, thank God. And maybe that, so I guess prison is a form of rehabilitation as long as they stay there.
Yeah. There's a little twist in that, isn't there?
And look, and it's not like we don't make efforts. You've got to register as a sex offender. You got to let them know if you move, you change addresses, you can't be too close to a school, you can't have interaction with children. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stipulations and all that. But the problem, once again, is manpower. There's only so many officers who can check up on these things all the time. That's why it helps when people in the community can help be the eyes and ears. And I know local law enforcement always appreciates that. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show, including a couple more stories actually out of what's going on in Tallahassee we'll share with you. That's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Operation Epic Fury, day number 12, focus on Strait of Hormuz. Believed the 16 Iranian boats we've destroyed, they were attempting to mine the Strait of Hormuz. 10 mines were laid, according to the best information that we can gain at this point. Fortunately, we have a lot of good technology that helps to locate these mines. You know, you've got lasers and sonars and all kinds of different technological things. And as I mentioned last break, you know, Flipper is even helping out. That might not be his name now because he's undercover.
Well, shh, don't tell.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
And I asked the question. Can Flipper be a Navy SEAL? Do you have an answer, Greg? You can't.
They probably couldn't tell you.
It's a puzzle wrapped in an enigma.
So confusing.
Yes. Email from my friend Paul.
Yep.
Bob, last week you mentioned sleeper cells. I had not heard the term for many years. It reminded me of an incident that took place in South Vietnam in 1968 during the Vietnam War. It was named the Tet Offensive. It was a simultaneous attack by 85,000 North Vietnamese forces. The attacks were carried out against five major South Vietnamese cities, dozens of military installations, and scores of towns and villages throughout South Vietnam. The attack struck a sharp psychological blow that eroded support for the war. The Tet Offensive derives its name from the Vietnamese holiday during which the attacks occurred. During the Biden administration, with its open borders, I feared the above might have been a possibility, being part of the communist war chest. Hey, appreciate the insight. And once again, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. Yeah. When we think of sleeper cells, I think in the modern era, we think of these groups that would get together in secrecy. I know they busted up several, like in Hamburg, Germany, mm-hmm. a few years back. And we think of them, you know, a group of 3 to 5, you know, building bombs, planning on carrying out, you know, terrible attacks on innocent civilian lives. I never really looked at it in terms of thousands.
Oh, right.
Right. And let's just say even if they're hundreds, but they're working in tandem, mm-hmm. because you've had, that we know of, I want to say about 7,600 Iranian nationals that they know of,
right,
cross the border. And if you're, you know, a bad guy or already on a terror watch list, you know, you're probably not going to check in mm-hmm. at the gate.
Yeah, right.
And so how many could be in? Could they work in tandem? Are they still, you know, communicating with mm-hmm. someone? Do they have a quote-unquote handler? Or are we going to see more of kind of this rogue stuff, lone wolf or two kind of scenario,
right,
that we've seen? But can you imagine how devastating it would be in a populated area if you had, you know, several dozen that were working in unison mm-hmm. to do devastating acts?
I remember there had been that rumor, what, a year or two ago, that that if that was a possibility, a lot of them would unusually hit rural, you know, targets, as opposed to the ones that we think of. Of course, naturally, half the people we know are like, bring him on, you know, we're waiting for you.
Well,
you
remember, but they're going to behave yeah. in a cowardly way. It's
exactly.
not like they're going to come out and say,
exactly,
yeah, you want to draw down, cowboy,
no,
let's go.
No, they know better
no,
than that.
They're going to do sneaky, terrible stuff.
Yep.
Food supply, water supply, airborne chemicals, biological mm-hmm. Type stuff, and of course, explosives, but once again, done in a very cowardly way. So, yeah, that is hard. That's extremely hard to defend against.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, George W. Bush said it a long time ago, you know, they only have to get it right once.
Good point.
We have to defend against it correctly 100% of the time, which is not easy.
Well, the reality is, over our lifetimes, there are so many things we don't know that could have happened because it was prevented. We only hear about them later.
Correct. Republican gubernatorial candidate Paul Renner on Tuesday criticized Florida lawmakers for budget delays in passing the upcoming budget, calling on the House and Senate to focus on affordability by tackling rising property taxes, insurance, and utility costs. Floridians have seen this movie before. They're tired of it, he said in a statement. The Florida House and Senate are once again locked in a budget standoff, putting politics and pride ahead of the people they were elected to serve. House Speaker Daniel Perez signaled Monday that the budget would not be completed by the end of this week's regular session. The House plans to focus on reconciling bills passed in both chambers through Friday. Despite wild rumors to the contrary, I intend for us to continue working on both the House and Senate until they agree, in which we have disposed of all pending matters before the legislature. That's according to Perez. Now, last year's budget was passed 45 days after the scheduled end of the session, following a stalemate between the House and Senate over priorities and tax cuts. The Senate approved the plan unanimously. The House passed it 103-2. DeSantis signed the final $117.4 billion budget one day before the fiscal year began. I mean, look, we're doing better than the federal government, but that's not exactly a very high bar.
Don't get a gold star for that one.
No, and yeah. Florida has a history of being, you know, fiscally responsible. And I know both the House and Senate, I believe, want to continue with that in general. But everybody's got their pet projects and their principalities, and we'll see if they can't get their act together. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got more coverage of Operation Epic Fury, of course. More local and state stories as well. And Adam Shifty Shift saying shifty things. We've got all that coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 8:35 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I want to thank everybody for the sold-out Bob Rose Golf Scramble for the Arc of Alachua County, brought to you by Zinnia Wealth Management. And thanks to everybody coming together, selling this thing out. It is Friday, April 3rd at Hawkstone Country Club. It's going to be in impeccable conditions. I know that. That is a wonderful course. So thanks to everybody involved. All right, big shout-out. And the Arc of Alachua County really does some great work, and they provide residential transitional living so people can lead independent, healthy lives that have developmental disabilities. So great work they do. The Bob Rose Golf Scramble. For any information, to be a volunteer or to contribute in any way, please go to arcalachua.org. That's A-R-C, arcalachua.org. Thank you so much for your continued support of this awesome event that we've been doing for more than two decades now. I love it. I want to rock and roll all night. And I want to party every day. Yep. The words.
Yes.
Of Kiss front man, or one of the front men, Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
How can you miss him? How can you forget him?
Not a wallflower.
Woo. Oh, yeah. He's quite a personality.
Had a friend who was a personal trainer, and he was just filling in for his missing racquetball partner one time. Got to play with Gene Simmons, and, yep. and my buddy Jamie is he's big into rock and roll. So that was like the thrill of the thrill.
I'll bet. Yep.
And he deals with, you know, muckety mucks all the time, but that one was a special one. And he just couldn't get over what a great guy Gene Simmons was.
I've heard that.
He cared more than just to be nice. It was even beyond that. So anyway, what's our rock legend and Kiss crooner Gene Simmons? What's he saying when he's out breathing fire and blood spitting out of his mouth? He's actually unleashed on Hollywood celebrities who lecture Americans about politics. He said, shut the blank up.
Okay, I get it.
Do your art and shut up. Gene Simmons told TMZ when asked about Hollywood celebrities like Ben Stiller going after President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody's interested in your opinions. That includes me, who I vote for, who I like. Who the blank do you think you are, Simmons said of politically loud Hollywood celebrities constantly popping off at the president. Mm-hmm. People in America work hard for their living, and they don't want to be lectured to by people who live in mansions and drive Rolls Royces. Wow. It's time for everybody in the entertainment industry to shut their pie hole.
I like that.
I let him use that
term, too.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Semi-copyright Bob Rose.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
And just do your art. He says, no, nobody cares what you think. I don't. Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, he's the worst.
Ruffalo, whatever his name is. I can't stand to watch any of his stuff
He's ruined
anymore.
It for us.
He used to get on my nerves before, and then I found out politically what he's about. So he's like,
nope. He's always mouthing off.
Yeah, yep. He's a bozo. Anyway, Gene Simmons says, Mark Ruffalo, however... The blank you pronounce his name, which I was just thinking myself.
See, we have the same problem.
Ruffalo Buffalo, he says.
Exactly. I like that.
What does Mark think about politics? I don't care, Simmons said. He said, or go to Kylie Jenner and ask her what she thinks of the Iran war so far. I don't care. Last week, actor-director Ben Stiller raged at the Trump White House for using clips from his hit Vietnam War satire movie Tropic Thunder in an Operation Epic Fury promotional video.
I heard about it.
We never gave you permission and have no interest in being part of your propaganda machine. War is not a movie, Stiller said, apparently missing the irony that the video used from a movie he starred in, wrote, and directed that was about a war.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But again.
Yeah, he was mouthing off.
And good for Gene Simmons,
he's
at a point in his life, obviously, where he's like,
you don't care.
He's not looking to make any additional friends. He's got plenty, and he's of he's also Jewish.
Yes, in fact, when he had his show on, he actually did a couple of episodes where he went back to Israel and was able to meet some family and see family again, and it was really interesting to watch him in that kind of a setting because we're used to him. You know, in the mansion and the Rolls and the whatever, and to see him in a totally different setting like that was really interesting.
And his family making their way to America and growing up in a tough neighborhood, he managed to learn a little bit about music. And boy, I don't think he had to teach him anything about marketing because man's a genius.
He must have been born with it.
Yeah. Hey, what's our old pal Shifty Schiff up to?
Ugh. Is he speaking words?
We don't care.
Yeah.
Shut up to you, too.
Yeah. Let's send Gene Simmons after Schiff.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Little Peppermint Patty, Jen Psaki, got her own gig on MS Now, you know?
Yeah.
And the administration subpoenaed records from 2020 from Arizona. We know that's not about changing the outcome of the 2020 election. We know that they've already gone through that. It's obviously about 2026. What do you make of it? And what's your level of concern about it? This was Jen Psaki asking Adam Schiff, who I hate to say, Senator Schiff. It just, I get a little bit of feedback in my throat.
Would you like some Tums?
Yeah. I think the subpoenas in Arizona America, Maricopa County, the FBI raid in Georgia. This is all trying to establish some kind of phony predicate for them to say that the election system is so flawed, the machines don't work, there's too much fraud and absentee ballots that come in November. They can nationalize the elections. They can somehow outlaw absentee ballots, or they can seize ballot boxes, and they'll have some pretext to do it. So this is, I think, part of laying the foundation to interfere with, suppress the vote, or ultimately subvert the vote. They understand, as we do in the Democrat Party, that they are likely to get clobbered in the midterms, and you know they're willing to resort to anything. Remember what I told you. They call you what they are. They say what you're doing is absolutely what they are doing. Adam Schiff fell perfectly in line with that. That's in the Karl Marx playbook, by the way. That's where they learn these kinds of things. So I think what he laid out, I think that he's correct in many of his assertions, but these are things that they know could happen because they made them happen already. Yeah. They abused the absentee ballots, yep. Right? Mm-hmm. They stuffed ballot boxes. We know that. And they laid the foundation to be able to interfere with the vote.
Yep.
And now they don't want to support, you know, the photo ID.
Right.
And the prove you're a citizen thing. They don't want to support that at all. And that's obvious why they wouldn't. Because they want to be able to cheat. And he's probably also scared that they might find some damning information in some of those files related to both Arizona and in Fulton County in Atlanta. I think that they are digging deep enough to where they might find some things that were not done appropriately. I'd be shocked if they didn't find some stuff. All right. But, you know, Adam Schiff doing his thing. You know, as the good little Democrat, and go and make stupid comments and outrageous claims. I'm still waiting for him the proof of Trump and Russia that he said incontrovertible proof, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He has it. But I guess he likes it so much he just doesn't want to share it, even after all these years.
Yeah, nothing ever came of it because there was nothing ever there. But boy, oh boy, if you didn't know who he was and what a liar he was, you know, you might have believed him. I'm sure there were plenty of Democrats that did believe him. Why don't they ask him? Why didn't Jen Psaki ask him? Hey, remember when you made all those claims about the president and you had, you know, incredible evidence? Can we see some of that now? We'd like to look at that. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, see, they don't play that game. The lefty media is in cahoots with the lefties, as we have established many times before on this show. All right. Latest on Operation Epic Fury. We'll have that for you. Also, Bill Maher rips into the New York Times.
Ooh, nice.
And, and what they're saying about Trump and the war, etc. We'll get into all that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is a happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Good morning. It is 8:50, 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the military operation against Iran entered its 12th day today. All eyes turn to the international energy markets as multiple cargo ships were attacked in the critical Strait of Hormuz supply chain choke point off the coast of Iran. While leaders of the world's major economies are set to meet later today to discuss the largest ever release of emergency oil reserves. It doesn't seem like that should be or would be necessary.
No.
At this point, I mean, maybe it is worth a conversation moving forward. But to me, the focus should be in opening the Strait of Hormuz and making sure that we remove the 10 mines that I guess are unaccounted for. I believe it's 10 is the only number I've seen around. So they were successful in at least dropping 10 of those things, and then we destroyed 16 boats. So maybe that is an issue. Hopefully we won't have to deal with it in the future, but we're going to have to deal with it right now. Of course, we have the technology to locate those things and explode those and get the waterways open again.
Yeah, plus from a practical experience, we've seen, you know, releasing those reserves makes a minute, like pennies, and for not very long at all. Those it's for emergency, not because, oh, the price has gotten a little, you know, high again. It's still cheaper than it was under Biden, but the point being, it's like, that's not what it's there for.
Well, look, we're basically, you know, It's war with Iran,
yes.
So that would be a reason we would tap into it, but only if needed. And
exactly.
Again, I don't know, as much as I study it and look at it, I don't know that I always get the full picture, but basically, my understanding is between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., we are definitely energy independent. We have energy to spare that we sell to other countries. I don't see how we'd have to deal with a shortage. Now, the price thing, yeah, that's commodity. That's a different deal. But as far as a shortage, now other countries might be dealing with that. And maybe part of our deal, if we sit at the table, is to help them come up with solutions and maybe possibly even help, you know, with some oil supplies around the world. But
when it's somebody like Schumer saying we need to do this, no, his intent is not helping somebody else. He's just trying to make Trump look bad.
That's exactly right. Yep. No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Also, 4 were injured in a drone attack at Dubai airport. And an Iranian attack drone fell Dubai International Airport Wednesday, resulting in 4 people being injured. So that is some of the latest stuff that is happening, the latest stuff that's being talked about. And then a little closer to home, you got something that's pretty historic. You know, the Hare Krishnas have been involved there at the University of Florida for many, many years, as long as I can remember. And it turns out, according to Main Street Daily News, 55 years they've been doing a lunch thing. Yep, it's been on campus since 1971, delivering vegetarian meals and never missing a day until recently. They were suspended from campus on Friday. Now they've had a partnership 55 years. The cause of this? Well, remember when a box truck hit a 19-year-old female student on Buckman Drive near University Avenue, that is why they have indefinitely suspended the lunch from campus. But I believe you can still go to the off-campus program will still be running. And the student was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. Gainesville Police Department investigation into the accident still ongoing. The Krishna owner, Adi Saima, 36, told Main Street the university did not provide a reason or a time frame for the suspension of the Krishna lunch, but that it was most likely related to the accident. We just hope that the lady that was involved in the incident definitely gets better soon. We're praying for the healing of the whole university, for all the students, including our volunteers. Yeah, they've been on campus at the Plaza of the Americas since 1971 and never missed a day of school. Yeah, I remember visiting in the late 70s, you know, a friend's older brother. Yeah, going to the University of Florida, and that was my first introduction. And, I just a mainstay on the campus. But not now, at least temporarily. We'll see where that goes. HBO host Bill Maher taking aim at the New York Times. Why? For portraying Donald Trump's actions in Iran as a quote-unquote bad war.
Okay.
He brought up the subject on his recent Club Random podcast featuring neuroscientist Sam Harris. The show was recorded a few days after Trump launched his sorties against Iran's radical Islamist mullahs. And during during the segment, Maher and Harris began to talk about the media's portrayal of the military actions that had only just started. As we're talking now, the Iran war is the new Iran war. The New York Times headline was, U.S. troops die. That was like what they led with. Now, that is a big part of the story, that troops have died. I mean, it's kind of a bigger story than that, though. And but then, in a country where I've read 80 to 90% of the people are thrilled that the Ayatollah is gone, what picture did they put out? Picture of people mourning the Ayatollah. He then blasted the U.S. media for pushing the anti-Trump message while ignoring the millions of Iranians who were thrilled with the death of the Ayatollah Khamenei and the decapitation of his oppressive regime. So, once again, Bill Maher, who is left of center,
oh, yeah,
has to come and try to be somewhat of a voice of reason in this crazy world.
That is crazy.
Yep. Hey, the 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner, in fact. All right, so don't go anywhere. We have plenty more to talk about. Anything new happening with Operation Epic Fury, we will be all over it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.